Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, 4:8. We already established that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, and that's because there's an Isser Derabbanan to do so, lest someone come to carry a shofar in the Rishus HaRabim, to learn how to blow it, or take it to someone to blow, and therefore violate Shabbos. Now, the basic idea being that since blowing shofar is a mitzvah aseh, whereas keeping Shabbos is both an aseh and a los aseh, therefore blowing shofar is not doche Shabbos, and therefore the halachas of Shabbos override it. Now, there are lots of dinei derabbanan that apply to Yom Tov in general. Let's call those shvus, the requirements rabbinically to rest on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And our Mishnah is going to say that those derabbanans apply on Rosh Hashanah any day of the week. That is to say that the rabbis established their own dinei derabbanan with the strength and the of a doraisa, so that to be mechazik their words, enforce their words, and ensure that people take the rabbinic stringency seriously. And therefore, Mishnah is going to say that the various shvusim that one cannot do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one can't do on Rosh Hashanah, even if it means that will disable or make a person unable to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah altogether, and the person will just miss the mitzvah of shofar. So the Mishnah says, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, ein ma'avirin alav esatchum, one cannot transport the shofar beyond the boundaries of the tchum, the 2,000 amos, border beyond the city's perimeter. That's it. In din derabbanan, you can't transport beyond the tchum, and therefore, if the only shofar you have is beyond the tchum, you simply can't blow on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a din derabbanan. Ve'ein mefachin alav esagal. Same goes if you had like a pile of rubble, collapsed building, under which there is the shofar. So removing that rubble is muktzah. Muktzah din derabbanan. One can't remove the muktzah, even if it means you can't get the shofar. V'lo olin ba'ilan. You can't climb up a tree. If someone left the shofar up in a tree, you can't go up there because there's a din derabbanan. Also, as you learn in Beitza, like many of these, that one may not climb a tree, make use of a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. This is not just because a tree is muktzah, it's worse than muktzah. The Chazal were concerned people would pull, a fruit or branch off the tree, and therefore they said not to touch the tree altogether. V'lo rochven al gavi behema. One may not ride on a horse or an animal. On Rosh Hashanah, that's also din derabbanan. The rabbi said, lest one come to break off a branch to use like a switch as like a prod for the animal, and therefore no riding animals altogether. It's not that there's an isra doraisa of mechamer because chai noses atzmo, a person who's alive, he also helps in the supporting of his own weight, and therefore just in derabbanan territory. But still, one can't do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, lest one mid derabbanan, because they were concerned people would come to break off that branch. V'lo shaten al pnei ha'mayim. One can't swim in the water. If the shofar fell out of the boat and into the river or into the lake, you can't now go out and swim out and get it on Rosh Hashanah. There's also din derabbanan here. Isser shvus, we're concerned that people will come to build some kind of flotation device or raft on, in this case, Yom Tov, and therefore it's asur to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, swim in general. V'ein chodchen also, bein bedavar shu mishum shvus, bein bedavar shu mishum lo saseh. One cannot use like a knife or a saw to reshape the shofar so that one can blow it on Rosh Hashanah. Whether he's using the kind of tool which would be normal for cutting or reshaping the shofar, that would be deraisa territory because of makom patash, finishing up the shofar. Or if he's using an unusual tool, since you have some kind of shinui, an unusual act, it's only din derabbanan, but still it would be forbidden. Aval, however, im ratzlis liten lesocho mayim o yayin, yiten. If one wants to rinse out the inside of the shofar, let's say it's gummed up, it's not making the right sound, whatever it is, you can rinse out the inside of your shofar with water or wine. That's not considered to be metaken because it's just cleaning it out. It's not considered to be a significant act. Now the Mishnah goes on to a new point. Ein ma'akvin esatinokos meliskoa. On Shabbos, one shouldn't prevent children from blowing the shofar. These are children who have reached the age of chinuch. They're old enough to learn how to blow shofar. We want them to love mitzvahs and love doing the mitzvahs of blowing shofar, and therefore, even on Shabbos, we'll let them blow. The Mishnah so far just said we don't prevent them from blowing. The reason why is because we want them to love the mitzvah, and there's no concern that they'll be over the issur derabbanan and bring it to someone else, show them, beyond the beyond carrying their shofar and their shasaram, because they're not so desperate to learn how to blow the shofar that they would do that. That's the idea. And therefore it's permitted. And not only is it permitted, you don't have to be ma'akev them, you don't have to hold them back. Aval mis'askini mahan ad she'ilmadu. To the contrary, you actually can get involved, encouraging them to blow that shofar on Shabbos so that they learn how to blow it well. And finally, a new point here, v'ha mis'asek, one who's blowing the shofar, but he's not doing it, let's say the simple pshat here, that mitzvah strichos kavana, and therefore if you do a mitzvah without having kavana to do a mitzvah, you're not yotzi. So if a guy is blowing the shofar, but he's not blowing the shofar for shofar's sake, you know, it's your guest came over to your house, he doesn't know the first thing about Rosh Hashanah, he thinks you have some kind of African trombone sitting on your shelf, he can play the trombone, so he gives it a whirl and blows a tekiah trua tekiah on what he thinks is the African trombone, what you know to be a shofar. So lo yatza, neither he nor you would be yotzi, but he won't be yotzi because he didn't have kavana to blow shofar, he was blowing a trombone, just happens to make the right sounds. Vashomea mina mesasek lo yatza, same goes for you too, you won't be yotzi, even if he said the exact right, played the exact right notes, and you heard them, a tekiah, true a tekiah as it should be, etc., doesn't matter because he didn't have mind to emote to you. That's what it would be if it would be like the pshat in the Moraim that a mitzvah strichos kavana, which is how we paskin. But even on the tzad, on the approach that it's mitzvahs ain't strichos kavana, that one doesn't need to have a mitzvah, have a mind to do a mitzvah, to do the mitzvah and be yotzi, fulfill his obligation, just has to, bottom line, do the mitzvah. The case here would be where he wasn't even really intending to blow. I don't know what he was just cleaning it out by blowing air into it, or he was, you know, he sneezed and I don't, who knows what. The point is, he's not intending to even make the sound of shofar blowing, it just happens to come out in such a scenario that's useless, even to mitzvah's ein srichos kavana approach, and therefore one wouldn't be yotzi.